With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I'm here to empower you.
Yep.
Me and magical engineer Frank, we're all together here on American Voice Radio, ready to rock and roll on Herb Talk here. All right, we're going to be talking about, for the first part of the show, we're going to take the mask off insanity, okay? That's what we're going to do. And also, you know, I didn't finish my topic the other night on the bugs, the bed bugs and stuff, so I'm gonna go back over that, and we'll see how much time we have after that, because I got some other herb secrets and things we can talk about. Lots of things, of course, I have lots of things. And, we do have a quack report, but before we get to that, don't forget, Quest for the Cures. You can click on the link, they have Ty Bollinger's link on our links page at thepowerherbs.com. Now, he ran all over the United States, interviewing people with natural solutions to problems like cancer, and he put it in a collection. It's in a DVD and a book form, so excellent stuff. Stuff you don't want to be without in your health library. So you can click on the banner, health Quest for the Cures. It's up on thepowerherbs.com. Just click on links and then find that banner, Quest for the Cures. And also, Ty let me know that he's going around the country, and he's finding more people that have really great natural ways to deal with health problems. So he's putting together Quest for the Cures Continues, and that'll be out in October. So we'll keep you apprised of all that great stuff. Also, a week from tonight, goodness, I can't believe how September's just flying. But a week from tonight, I'm going to be talking with Scott. Now, Scott is an interesting guy. He and his wife, Beth, put together the best barbecue hot sauce on this planet, and I'm going to talk to him. It's called Out of the Park Hot Sauce. Have you had that? Oh, man. Anyway, he's got an interesting story to share on how he came to make this really great organic barbecue sauce. I mean, you know, you talk about great ingredients. So I'm going to talk with him. It'll be a kind of nice and light little fun segment that we're going to do next Thursday on the 25th. So I hope you can join us for that. Maybe get some tips on how you can start your own business. I think he's going to share some things. So we're going to be talking with Scott then, so I hope you'll be here. Now, before we get to the Quack Report, big salute and Semper Fi. We're praying for our military, our lifting them up in prayer, and I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm praying for ethical, sure-standing, moral leadership in this country. I hope you'll join me in that prayer. And you know the only way we're going to get that? From a all-powerful, mighty God. He's going to have to help us. That's right. And so I hope you'll seek the Lord's face and mind the time, because it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the Quack Report. Thanks, Frank. What do we got in the Quacker? Ooh, let's see. Oh, the survey is in on what U.S. doctors think about the Affordable Care Act. Yep, 46% of the doctors gave Obamacare a grade level. Well, they've graded it. Most 46% gave them a D or an F. Wow. That's kind of like failing miserably, isn't it? Yeah, it's a new survey from the Physicians Foundation. 25% of those surveyed gave the Affordable Care Act an A or a B. And what they did is they emailed all the physicians in the United States. If they had an email address, they got this email from the American Medical Association, and they surveyed these doctors from March through June, and 20,000 responses came in. Gee, that's pretty good. So some of the comments, which, you know, are kept anonymous in the report, were one of the doctors says, "Get government and out is all capital, out of health care." And another doctor wrote, "Repeal Obamacare." And lastly, another comment was, "I'm a Canadian physician practicing in the United States, and the politicians and policymakers need to understand that government involvement in healthcare never works." Well, he should know. He's from, you know, what, government-run healthcare in Canada, right? Yeah, that's where a lot of Canadian doctors, they want to make some money, they come here, see. All right, moving along in the Quack Report. We got some more robots in the news. This is in Bristol University, west of England. They decided, you know what? We're going to give our robot some morals. That's right. We're going to give him a conscience. And they programmed this robot to, and his duty was to rescue people from doom. Yep. The robot was called Ethical Robot. He was inspired by the movie I, Robot. Yes, he was. And so the experiment was that they programmed him to be aware of his surroundings. And they had a separate program that instructed the robot to save people's lives when they were in trouble, if possible. So despite having some success, apparently half the time the robot didn't help the people. So they had the situation where there was this hole in the ground, and humans were at risk of falling in the hole. And so the robot's job was to save the humans. And, of course, half the time he didn't. Apparently, 16 out of 33 times He saved only 16 people out of 33 times in the experiment. So, yeah, about half. Yeah, about half. Yeah, I don't think I'll be relying on robots. Last but not least in the crack report, here's a thing, a tip. Yeah, if you want less bacteria, here's what you can do. Especially, look at your toothbrush, okay? According to this experiment study by the University of Texas Health Science Center, published in the Journal of Dental Hygiene, they say that look at your toothbrush and make sure that your toothbrush is not a hollow head, but has a solid head, because it harbors less bacteria in it, especially when it comes to those powered toothbrushes. So they say toothbrushes have the potential to cause infections and disease and transmit microorganisms. So the toothbrush head is really important at preventing the accumulation of the bacteria. And they say let your toothbrush dry in between uses and periodically, you know, disinfect it, you know, hydrogen peroxide or something. Also, I have some more information to add to this. Make sure your toothbrush holder is all your own. You shouldn't have a family toothbrush holder in the bathroom where everybody's toothbrush is in the same one. Have your own, because those toothbrushes can bump up and touch each other, and if someone has a sinus infection or the flu, guess what? You have the potential of getting that. So make sure you have your toothbrush all to yourself. Also, if you're looking at some oral hygiene health that's all organic, try the Tooth and Gum Restorer at thepowerherbs.com. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to take the mask off of insanity. And we're going to see what we can glean from this, okay? Because more people are acknowledging that something is different. Something has changed. And something we haven't seen before is coming. And not just in the United States, but it's global. So just 20 years ago, most middle-aged Americans, you know, they worried about reducing their salt intake, you know, watch their cholesterol level, worried about their children's grades in school and maybe their retirement, if it would be enough money for their golden years, right? Well, Americans are still concerned about those things, but what has really been heaped on top of the worry pile are new concerns like, you know, economic collapse, illegal aliens, terrorism, and government agencies. You know, that people just don't trust their government. So some people say their heads are kind of spinning at a rate of all these changes that are going on. They wonder why all these lies and all the deception from authorities, you know, because a lot of stuff's coming to the surface that, you know, that stuff wasn't just true what they reported. So in a nutshell, what we have sitting in a lot of offices of power are mentally unwell people known as psychopaths, sociopaths. And what can we expect? And we're going to take a look at this. Yeah, there's more of them than you think, okay? So what really is a psychopath? Well, the psychopaths that you see on TV shows, they're usually kind of one-dimensional, and they're usually predicted as intelligent but have no conscience, you know, no empathy. Now, psychopaths are more than just smart with no remorse. They are usually very charming and disarming personalities, and they really could talk you into turning over your defense weapon and then use it on you, okay? They're really that great. Really, some of them are very, very, very charming. Now, these people, when they enter offices of power, they make sure that they're the center of attention, and they typically suck the life energy out of everyone around them. So they will blame everyone for their failure and often play the victim to gain So these will offer them unlimited power with immunity. So which jobs will offer them that? Usually the top three are the legal system, law enforcement, and politics. So no, not all the judges and police officers and politicians are psychopaths, but these areas entice the psychopathic personality because it has power, okay? And a majority of the psychopathic personalities are male. Well, let's look at some of the symptoms of a psychopathic personality. It can take a little practice sometimes picking out the psychopaths. They do not bear any responsibility and will make everybody else the scapegoat. Hey, does that sound familiar? All right. They also do not have any understanding of what a burden is because they don't bear them. Okay? You do, but they don't. Now, for this reason, psychopaths tend to exploit gullible people. And the psychopath does not accept and is not bound by the same rules everyone else has to follow. So they are essentially conscientious-free. Unfortunately, you know, good people tend to assume that everyone has a moral conscience, but psychopaths don't. So never give a psychopath the benefit of the doubt. Forget it. Don't go there. Psychopaths can show up anywhere and make havoc of a peaceful world. Now remember, they are charming, and they're going to look for ways to use you. And if you're not careful, you will get burned. Now, psychopaths are not confined or, they don't have any shame or guilt. And you'd be stunned at how low they can go, seriously. So describing them as being cold-blooded is an understatement. Now, psychopaths will frame you for things that you didn't do, and they tend to be compulsive and obsessive. Now, psychopaths can be intellectually brilliant, but dull-witted, okay? And some are violent with some bloodlust, and some don't like to get their hands bloody and are basically passive-aggressive. So we're going to get a better perspective here because you'd be surprised statistically when you're looking at the population, what part is the antisocial, you know, what part's the sociopath, the psychopath. So psychopaths are basically crazy and frightening personalities. You know, they are. And it's amazing that we live in a populace in which 4% are psychopathic. That's right. So we have, get this, we have fewer anorexics, 3.5%, and schizophrenics, 1%, and people with colon cancer, 0.004% by population than we do psychopaths. So when you look at the numbers, modern society is becoming saturated with the psychopathy, which is pretty much having devastating effects on the rest of us. Now, some of you know what I'm talking about, since you've had some encounters with these type of mental deviants, and they consume all of your time and energy, and then they grind your self-esteem into the dirt, right? You know those people, right? So a good percentage of psychopaths or sociopaths use money to punish people. It's the power, you know, it's money is power. So this can be a personal or an individual, this could be on a personal or individual level, or if the psychopath happens to be in charge of, let's say, a nation, well, then the destruction and devastation can be quite vast. So you may be wondering, well, how did these people get past the professionals in their life, you know, who didn't raise a red flag and say, hey, something's wrong here? So, you know, wasn't there like a doctor or a school counselor or a parent or relative that, you know, would say, hey, you know, Joe Psycho over here needs a little help? Well, they tend to be bright, and they're fast learners, and they will confound and put doubt in your mind, and they do it with charm, and in some cases, finesse. So it takes a very sharp professional to see past that and expose the developing mind of a social deviant before the age of 10. So not all are of these, you know, psychopaths. They're not all mass murderers and serial killers. However, if given the opportunity and the means to do so, they would commit genocide. Mm-hmm. So if you put a decision-making position in their hands, which, you know, risks the life of millions, they will take that power by the reins, and through corporation, government, or other powerful entities, they will carry it out. You may be saying, well, why? Well, it's because in their mind, their choices are not immoral, unethical, selfish, or negligent, because those realities are not part of their mental, unbalanced world. So homicidal tyrants don't have a conscience, and the normal people of the world, you know, feel that fallout of these types of psychopaths more profoundly when they're in positions of great power. So if they head up the CDC, a biological lab, a pharmaceutical company, or a nation, hey, we're all going to feel it. We should not be fascinated by them, and we shouldn't celebrate them in movies, not at all. So let's narrow it down. There can be a lot of generalities used to describe the mind of a sociopathic person or a psychopathic person. So a study that was done by Jean DeSetti, professor of psychology and psychiatry at the University of Chicago, looked more closely at the personality trait to describe it as sexual sadism. So the traits most people might have read about, you know, they're cold and calculating, they lack empathy, they delight in manipulating people. That's just the tip of the pseudo-psychotic iceberg, folks. So if you want to know why down through the centuries dictators and tyrants are so bad, it's because they enjoy a sick form of erotic pleasure from other people's pain. So the part of the brain that signals pain or pleasure is called the insula, and this brings more or less a body awareness sensation to a person. And the sadist psychopath, when they see pain or suffering, this area of the brain, well, it lights up as if they had an orgasm. Hmm? Let me ask you this. Has this happened to you? Well, you have a 2.8% chance of encountering a psychopath in any of the U.S. cities, right? Well, I'm saying a U.S. city that has 100,000 or more, okay? So when you do encounter them and confront them, well, get ready. They're going to slice and dice you. So, for instance, if you have a family member or a spouse that's a psychopath and you allege something, allege that they don't care about something or someone, and well, they're going to try to re-educate you on how intelligent they are and how a psychopath cares. You know, I like to use this acronym for these nutcases because CARE to them stands for cruel, arrogant, reckless, and egocentric. So again, you'll be the scapegoat for their lack of caring. So, if a sadist psychopath is unpleasant, makes you cry, well, the empathy of hurting you is replaced by erotica. You ever wonder why, when you meet people like this, and you say, you find out, over time, you don't want to tell them something that you don't like because they're going to use that against you. They're going to use it. They're going to hurt you with it. Well, that's why. They will seek pleasure from pain, not their own pain, but others' pain, your pain. And how does this all start? Well, most experts agree that the antisocial behavior, the psychopathic behaviors begin to develop very early in infancy to toddler years. When personalities lack empathy, they lack all normal moral development, okay? So the caregiver or caregivers in their lives help them derive some sort of pleasure from pain and to decide not to love. So this is probably a big part of it, but there are some other factors that also have influence. Now, researchers have identified the neural pathway or signature pathway of empathy in the brain through CT scans. So it's located in the somatosensory cortex. Now, this is the area of the brain that is associated with touch, okay? And as babies and toddlers, we experience our environment through our senses, right, rather than through speech early on. So this makes a lot of sense. So animals also will display an empathy signature in their brain. Now, brain scans can now actually identify dysfunctional behavior on how the person's brain reacts to visual stimuli. Now, researchers have published this information in the Journal of Brain. So I bring this all this up because I hope it helps to understand. Having an understanding of how personality disorders work can help us cope and, most importantly, help us stay safe. So if you have to be in contact with these types of antisocial or sadistic behaviors out there, well, you're going to want to take some action to protect yourself. Now, staying calm is real important. And getting the really good nutrients into your system is going to help your nervous system, is going to help you cope. So make sure you're getting organic B vitamins to support your nervous system. And also, it'll help the nervous system remove tension. So I like to use a couple of things for that. One of my favorite herbs is valerian root. And I like to use it in a liquid form. I've encountered lots of people who have used it in the pill form, and they haven't really gotten the results they were hoping for. So try it in the concentrate liquid form. I think you'll be surprised how good it works. And then also for more support, because, you know, these people just drain you of energy, just suck the life right out of you. So I like to refortify with some powerful plants and herbs that have lots of B vitamins. So I use a product called Body Foundation Food Mix. It's full of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, plant proteins. So you'll find both those products on the powerherbs.com website. It's valerian root tincture, and that'll be under your herbal tinctures category. And, of course, the Body Food Mix is going to be under your energy category, so lots of energy there. Or you can just call them toll-free and ask about it, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And if you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. Of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com. You can get there typing in, you know, herbtalklive.com. It'll get you there. But thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Lots of ways to deal with these sick people in power, and we got lots of them. Haven't you turned on the news to see that? I know I have. Well, we're going to pray, and we're going to use God's herbs, because herbs are here for the service of man, and they're here because they have strength. King David said herbs are, and the Lord said herbs are meat, and that's because they're packed full of protein and essential nutrients. That's why they're bitter. You only need a little bit. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com, and empower yourself. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. whole apothecary herbs for the prostate kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the prostate kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Here on Herb Talk Live. I hope you're awake now. That woke me up. All right, we're going to get back to our bug topic because, you know, I ran out of time the other day. And so, I'm just going to kind of recap a little on that, you know, the bed bug issue because there's this resurgence of bed bugs and even lice. And if you are traveling overseas, it's really bad there. I mean, you could be on a ferry boat. You could be on a bus. You could be on a plane. You could be in a hotel. And apparently people are complaining about how bad the bed bugs are. I think I read one story where this lady just took a boat ride. And I guess it was an hour. She was going across some channel or something. And so she was just in this very nice, comfortable chair on the boat. And she put her coat over her, like as a blanket. And she kind of nodded off and went to sleep. And she said, I must have been asleep 20, 30 minutes. And she said when she woke up, her entire coat was covered with bed bugs. That's just gross. You know what I'm saying? So there's like 400 newspapers across America that have been reporting about towns and cities that have an upsurge of bed bug problems. So it's not just in homeless shelters. It's not just – it's on Main Street USA, basically. It's in the upscale hotels. So homes, apartment buildings, hotels, college dorms are all having bed bug problems. Now, just 5 years ago, the Department of Health had a few reports about bed bugs. Now they have 70% of the reports coming in are about bed bugs. So they are a problem, and they, of course, you can't use some of the pesticides anymore to kill them. Now, the University of Kentucky, they conducted a survey for pest management professionals on bed bug infestations, and a large percentage of those they surveyed, about 91%, said that their organizations have encountered an uptick in, over the past 2 years, about a 37% increase over the last few years in bed bugs. So more investigation by the National Pest Management Association showed that pest control companies in even small towns who rarely received a call to treat for bed bugs are now getting dozens of calls. So the same professionals in large cities, well, they say they receive upwards to 150 calls a week just to treat bed bugs. The Institute of Biology in London published a study on bed bugs, according to Clive Bose. And since 1996, London has had a tenfold increase in the bed bug problem. Australia also has a problem with bed bugs. National Geographic News reported a 700% increase there between 2000 and 2004. So during the same time frame, America's had a 500% increase. So, you know, we have an exponential explosion of bed bugs here. So now, post-World War II, the use of DDT was outlawed to help kill the pests, the bed bugs. So, you know, what did our ancestors do to control these pests, these critters, prior to all these pesticides? Well, remember Grandma say, you know, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite. Well, there's a reason for that. You know, they were common back in the old days. And so they went from, when they had a bed bug problem, they went from wood frame beds to metal frame beds because they wouldn't harbor the bugs as readily because the bugs can squeeze into nooks and crannies and hide in between wood slats. But on the metal beds, it was easier to disinfect and wipe them down. They even went as far as to use arsenic lead wallpaper, arsenic laced wallpaper, and they said it helped to kill the bed bugs. Now, every year, at least twice a year, they would dismantle beds and scrub them down and clean the mattresses, and that also helped cut down on the bed bugs. So, bed bugs are usually about the size of a grain of rice. They're round but flat, and they have this brownish reddish color, and they can easily hide between your mattresses, cracks, crevices, and they like to come out at night to feed on you, your blood. So they are easily transported by humans. Articles, you know, when you leave your hotel, you know, make sure you check your luggage and stuff. What I usually do is I bring this Bug Be Gone stuff. It's all natural enzyme spray, and when I arrive, I spray everything. Right, I my luggage is already treated, but I spray everything. And then before I leave, spray everything again. Don't want to take them with me. So especially now, keep this in mind. If you're moving, a lot of people are moving in the warmer months. They, you know, sell homes, get another one, whatever. Or they're moving because of work. And you, a lot of people, if it's a local move, they'll get the U-Haul. Well, these temporary storage facilities are also infested. And so is the move-in truck. So you have to have a kind of thing fumigated before you actually load your stuff in there. Now, immigrants think nothing of selling used mattresses which can also harvest and manifest bed bugs. So a female bed bug lays 500 eggs in a year's life time. That's their lifespan. They live 12 months, so they can lay 500 eggs. Eggs tend to hatch within 4 to 12 days, and then they reach their adult status in about a month. So just a few of these little critters can lead to an infestation in, well, a skinny minute. So be aware and know what kind of bugs that you have in your house. Now, Richard Pollack, a Harvard University epidemiologist, he says that people oftentimes mistake bed bugs for something else when they're in fact they have carpet beetles, or they have lice, or fleas, or ticks, or chiggers, or even mites. So know what it is you're dealing with. Now, what are some of the symptoms? Well, bed bug bites tend to leave a red, itchy welt, and but it doesn't they don't transmit a disease to you. Now, some physicians tend to misdiagnose the bites, and so you may have to get a reconfirmation from somebody who knows what they're looking at. Now, before you move out of your home or cover your house with a fumigating tent, there are some options. So if your entire house is infested, there's this new technology. They use it to cryonite your house, basically, you know, Superman, cryonite. Okay. So it's a non-toxic carbon dioxide vapor, which is pumped into your home. And what it does is it freezes the bugs and all the eggs, so it kills them, see. You know, less toxic for you afterwards, too. There are some old-timey folk treatments now. Our ancient ancestors wouldn't be able to freeze their entire house like an ice cube, but they did do some other things. They would get some garlic and oregano, and they would boil it, and they would use that against the pest, even in lice and bed bugs. And sometimes they would wash the bedding in that. Now, the sulfur in the garlic is most likely what repels the bugs. So sometimes if you give your pet some garlic and Bura's yeast mixed into their food, it changes the flavor and taste of their skin and the blood, and ticks don't like it. So basically, they also use eucalyptus, pennyroyal, and rue to repel bugs. So those are all options as well. So I know we have modern times, but hey, you never know when you have to rely back on those old-timey things. You know what I'm saying? It's awesome. All right, well, we got a few minutes. Bug Be Gone, natural alternative products out of the Midwest makes that. It's a spray. You can use it on pets and their bedding. And if you use it on your pet, it's better to use it after you've washed them and they're damp and just spray it on them and massage it into their fur. It's kind of another layer of protection. Now, if you're looking for the eucalyptus dog collars and shampoo, we have that at thepowerherbs.com under the pets category, so you can check that out. All right, let's talk about supplements. Yeah, supplements. You know, North America has over 515 million people. Was it 7.9, 7.1 now, million, I think? 32 people per square mile, or 35 people per square mile, roughly. So, but half the people on this continent say, I need and I use supplements. So the top consumers for the average supplement sold at your, you know, average store. What is that? Well, usually pregnant women will get, you know, pregnancy vitamins. Of course, you know, families will get, you know, vitamins for their kids. And of course, the elderly people will pick up things as well. So, of course, there's marketing hype that I worry about people, you know, falling into. So what's really in your vitamin supplements? Many Americans still believe you are what you eat, and they also feel that additional vitamins and minerals are necessary because, you know, our food is not as nutritious as it used to be. So those that are using the supplements often use them for more energy to help avoid certain conditions like, you know, arthritis or the common cold. Now, are certain people more at risk of poor health if they do not supplement their diets? Well, let's check it out and see. Here's what we know. Even though we don't see too many medical journals saying, hey, there's a lot of benefits to your vitamins and minerals, go get them, there are a few categories we need to be sensitive to. Our lifestyle can put us at greater risk of developing a serious health condition due to a nutrient deficiency. So if you are on a, let's say, a low-calorie diet, or you're pregnant, or you have excessive menstrual bleeding, you smoke, or you drink a lot of alcohol, and take prescription drugs, or maybe even recreational drugs, and you tend to be on the elderly side and don't always eat properly, well, then you may be at risk of a nutrient depletion. So drugs, alcohol, tobacco, all affect our nutrient absorption, especially vitamin C, by the way. So empty calories from your alcohol and your soda will hinder healthy eating and further deplete nutrients. So changing that lifestyle and adding quality supplements will make a big difference. However, prescription medications and supplements can sometimes work against each other, so do your homework. And most common counter-regulatory warnings are, you know, usually prescriptions like that you're on, like diabetic meds, cancer drugs, heart meds, epileptic or seizure drugs, prostate medications, blood thinners, blood pressure medications, hormone replacement drugs, Parkinson's disease medications, and antidepressants will sometimes have a problem with your supplements. So let's talk about water-soluble, because some of the most vital nutrients dissolve in water, like your B vitamins and your vitamin C. And you, some people say, well, so what? Well, these vitamins are not as readily stored in fat, and the body eliminates them more readily, so you have to replenish them. So your water-soluble vitamins are what we call fragile, and they can be also destroyed by excessive heat or cooking. Your nuts, your seeds, your green leafy vegetables and fruits will contain a lot of this nutrition. So if you're over 60, you're going to need about 30% more calcium and vitamin D. Well, let's talk about the body mass index, because, you know, health insurance, life insurance companies, they look at all that stuff. So does your doctor. Now you can't even go to the doctor's office without they weighing you and reporting your body mass index to the insurance people. So body mass index really calculates your percentage of body fat. And each time you visit your doctor and you get weighed, it's entered into your health record. About 70% of adult Americans and 50% of the children tend to be overweight. And a third of the nation is obese. So I never thought I would see so many weight loss programs, though, on prime time. I just can't escape them. So if your body mass index is over 30, you are in pretty much the obese category. And nutrition and exercise is really going to help you correct that. So here's an example. If you want to know how to calculate your BMI or body mass index, you can check out your healthy weight index chart. The CDC.gov has one, so you go to their website. So your weight, you divide that by your height in inches squared, and then multiply that by 703. So 150 pounds, if you divided it by 5'5", that's 65 inches squared, times 703, that means your body mass index is 24.96. So, all right, let's, a majority of the overweight individuals, though, tend to be more malnourished, and we don't think of it that way, but they are. They eat too much processed sugar, and they eat too much high-fat content, and they're not enough, getting enough fruits and vegetables. If they would just eat those things, you do feel full, you get the fiber, and you're trimming down without hardly any effort whatsoever just by changing your food patterns. So those that suffer from anorexia or bulimia are also in this category. So they're, you know, malnutrition. So vegetarians and vegans are not necessarily malnourished, but they do need to be sensitive to getting more vitamin B12, iron and calcium and vitamin D and zinc in their foods. So they may have to supplement if they're not getting enough. Now, here's a nutrient buster. If you develop a disease, there are some diseases in itself that hinder a lot of nutritional absorption. For instance, if you have a gastrointestinal or some sort of inflammatory bowel disease, that can cause a nutrient deficiency. Also, if you're on prescription medications, they can also block a lot of absorption and uptake. And even the metabolic transport of those vitamins and minerals when they are absorbed. So, for example, if you take anti-seizure or birth control or an anti-inflammatory or chemotherapy drug, you can become nutrient deficient. So you want to basically check with your doctor and see what you got to, you know, beef up your diet on. Now, smoking also blocks the absorption of about 50% of your nutrients. A lot of people don't realize that. Well, let's look at some what I call Superman nutrition here that really will help you out. There are some foods that have a little more nutrition than the average food group. A lot of nutritionalists call these superfoods. So here's a brief list. Blueberries. Who doesn't like those? You know, I love them. They have loads of antioxidants, and they help protect your cells from toxins and disease, especially with Ebola floating around. Get some blueberries and some vitamin C foods going. They are pretty to look at, and they're handy to snack on, and you can pretty much find them now all year round. Salmon is also on the list. A lot of essential omega-3 fatty acids are going to help you counteract bad fats. So it's also loaded with protein and vitamins and minerals, lots of selenium, iron, and magnesium, as well as calcium, phosphorus, zinc, loads of vitamins, vitamin A, B, D, and E. So this is an excellent nutrient, especially for the elderly, if they want to avoid things like arthritis and osteoporosis. It's also good at helping the body avoid asthma, arrhythmia of the heart, diabetes, ulcers, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, that inflammatory bowel disease we talked about, migraine headaches, and skin problems like eczema and psoriasis and acne. So throw in some salmon a couple times a week in that diet. Now, also on the list is spinach. Now, we've talked about the chlorophyll, the dark green leafy vegetables, many times on the show, but spinach is really, really loaded with manganese and iron. Lots of calcium and antioxidants in there, as well as vitamin A and K for healthy eyesight. So spinach is an excellent part of your salad. It's also in the Body Foundation food mix. If you don't like to eat greens, you can just stir them into a smoothie or your fruit juice and get it that way. Now, olive oil is also on the list because olive oil is rich in healthy monounsaturated fats, the omega-3 fatty acids, good for the cardiovascular system. It will give your face a healthy glow. So you can drizzle some of that on your spinach, your baked potato. And I prefer to cook with it if I'm going to cook because I know it resists breaking down to high heat. Tomatoes is on the list. The lycopene in your tomato actually helps your heart to pump properly. So this is a valuable pigment and antioxidant, lycopene, in the tomato. So the research on this pigment, the lycopene, it says it lowers your risk of prostate cancer and heart disease. And people say, well, how much do I have to eat of tomatoes, according to this research? Well, they say 10 servings or more per week. But you can't count your ketchup or your pizza sauce. That doesn't count. So lots of vitamin C. And if you get tired of tomatoes, you can switch off to the pink or red grapefruit and even watermelon for the lycopene and those food sources as well. All right, almonds is on the list. I love almonds. Small package, but loaded with lots of minerals, healthy fats, vitamin E, help you keep that healthy heart. Just lovely. Also, oats. Make sure you get some whole grain oats to help lower cholesterol. Helps keep the blood vessels strong and flexible so you don't get a rigid blood vessels full of plaque. So, you know, oats is good. Garlic, I love garlic. It's a natural blood thinner. It's a healthy cardiovascular herb. It will help also lower blood sugar and improve your immune system function. So garlic is awesome. Strawberries is on the list. Obviously, you know, it's got lots of vitamin C and antioxidants. Lots of folate, vitamin B. And the phenols in your strawberries will help protect you, they say, from cancer, heart disease, arthritis, and other ailments. And, of course, you've probably heard about the goji berries. Antioxidants in the goji berries are awesome and off the chart. lot 18 amino acids, triple the beta-carotene of carrots, along with lots of minerals and nutrition. Better get the gold standard goji berries, which are usually harvested once a year. And pretty expensive, but definitely worth it if you're looking for authentic goji berries from Tibet. That's where they come from. Now, I'm almost out of time, so I better let you know that, if you're looking for superfoods, you could eat 30 heads of broccoli, 13 tomatoes, 5 cups of blueberries. They contain all the nutrients we've been just talking about that you could be depleted in. So years of bad eating habits, taking prescription medications, maybe not getting enough sleep can deplete us of nutrition and run us down. So if you tend to be anemic or you need more protein and iron in the diet, but you don't want to eat a lot of steak, you can use the superfoods, basically, that we've prepared. It's in our product called the Body Foundation Food Mix, and it's a powdered product. It has plant greens in it. All your vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and proteins from plants are there, all organic, and it's all certified organic, and no radiation. Thank you very much. So doesn't really require digestion. See, it's a water-soluble kind of nutritional element. So you just put it in a juice or water or a smoothie, and it's absorbed right in the body in 60 seconds. You can actually feel the energy source speed through your veins. It's an amazing thing. And God made all this stuff, so it's perfect. See, yes, he did. All those herbs are perfect. So you got spinach and rose hips, lemon and orange peel. You got wheatgrass, barley grass, alfalfa grass. You got a whole bunch of stuff in there, and it's all organic, and I love it. So check that out. If you can't get to Tibet to get goji berries, you certainly can get on the powerherbs.com website and order you some body food mix. It's not that hard. So the powerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. That's right. All right. Well, I'm just about out of time. Don't forget, if you're looking for more information, more herb secrets, hey, we're here to serve. ThePowerHerbs.com offers 2 free online newsletters that are delivered to your email each and every week. One is called American Survival, and the folks at Discount Gold and Silver also participate in that and have wonderful articles there for your financial pleasure and to help you make sure you have, that golden nest egg. You also have health information, and that goes out on Tuesdays. And, of course, if you're just wanting the organic health information, that's HealthQuest, and that goes out on Fridays. But you got to sign up. So you go to thepowerherbs.com, and you go to books and newsletters, and you sign up. Also, if you're interested in the Power Herbs book, it is a PDF book, 400 pages, that's emailed to you, full of herb secrets and an herb symptom reference guide. Hey, your library doesn't need to be without this. You need this book, and it's just $14.99. So give the gift of health this year. Give it to yourself, and be empowered. That's what it's about. Be empowered. So if you have a health topic you'd like me to include on the show, do send me an email. My email is wwilson@thepowerherbs.com, and I will do my best to include it in the show. I do. I hear from you all the time. You guys like the show, and I'm glad you do. Hey, we're doing our best. And it's all about, helping one another, empowering people. Knowledge is power. Being smart, being savvy consumers. And so that's a good thing. On the powerherbs.com website, go to the About Us page. There is a 9 questions list. You definitely want this. This helps you select quality herbal supplements no matter where you go without getting taken. So this is kind of inside information on how supplements are made. Hey, you want to know about that. So you'll get the quality stuff, see. That's important. You worked hard for that money. You need quality. You need the good stuff. So you can download that, either a PDF or Word form document. You just click on that. And if I can be of further service, just let me know. Hey, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, be well.